Okay, well, we're digging into Denver now, and I'd say that one of the big things for them in the last month is doing a lot of little things, and of course those being the difference in some close games, like last week or like the opener against Cincinnati. Like all the way across the board, offense, defense, special teams, you know, coaching situations, players making good decisions in tight and critical situations, really knowing how to, you know, how to play the situation properly and correctly, has made a big difference. And you know, defensively, they're knocking the quarterback down more than anybody in the league, turn the ball over. You know, putting their offense in good field position and putting them on a short field. And, you know, offensively, Broncos have taken advantage of it. They played smart, haven't turned the ball over, and had a good mix of run and pass and try to keep the off balance like we know Josh likes to do. So that's good players out there. You got some good players. Bailey's a top player. You know, Dumberville's done a great job rushing the passer. Clady, you know, looks like he's as good as any left tackle on the game to me. So they got some outstanding guys, and you know, a lot of real solid football players too.
Bill, just starting with the secondary, that was one area that stood out to me in this last game. Just a lot of options that you seem to have there, going 6, 7, maybe even 8 deep there. I'm curious if you could comment on your thoughts on the secondary this year.
Well, sure. I think that position's been very competitive all year, all the way back into the spring and training camp, the preseason games. We played a lot of players back there, and you know, they've all contributed, and we've played a lot of people in the first 4 games in the secondary, and both at corner and safety. You know, we've got, you know, good depth there, good quality, and those guys are going to compete hard, and we're going to keep, you know, using them, and you know, maybe that'll settle into one particular group, or maybe it won't. I don't know, but we'll just keep letting them play, and as long as everybody's playing well and contributing, then we'll keep doing that. But I think that, you know, that group's been pretty consistent all the way through. They've given us some plays, and I'm not saying it's perfect back there, but they've given us some plays. They've worked hard, and they communicate well together, and you know, that's been good for the depth of our team.
And just to follow up on that, in one of the critical drive of the game, it looked like Will Height and Butler were out there at corner, and I was curious if that was just sort of part of a pre-planned routine that you would say, you know, on the third drive or the fourth drive of the second half, we're going to put these guys in. I guess the question is, how are you managing shuffling the different players in and out, specifically at cornerback?
I think it's been a little bit of both. There have been some situations where somebody's been out for one reason or another. Actually, we had an equipment problem in the game Sunday that caused a substitution that ended up lasting a little longer than we thought it would, and sometimes it's just to get them in the game. I think you're right. Sometimes that third or fourth series, you know, after you've gone a couple, then, you know, you kind of like to let those guys play a little bit rather than, you know, putting them in for, you know, a handful of plays and then sub in, you know, let them kind of play for a little bit and then, you know, get somebody else in there and let them, you know, let them kind of watch it from the sideline a little bit but not get out of the flow of the game. So that's kind of the substitution pattern we were in, but then there are other times when there was a situation in the game that kind of dictated some type of situation or a substitution, and so that, of course, that overrides it. When you got to do it, you got to do it.
Bill, if you could go back to when you were a very young coach with the Cleveland Browns and recall what kind of situations or conditions were there regarding having to establish credibility as such a young coach, maybe some players even on the roster who are older, and what Josh may have had to go through to establish credibility right away with that team.
Yeah, I never really felt like age was a big factor. I started coaching when I was, you know, in my early 20s. different organizations, Baltimore, Detroit, under a couple different head coaches, Denver, Giants. I was still in my 20s when I went to the Giants. I think any time you go into a new situation, everybody has to establish their gain the respect of the other people that are on the new team, whether that's you coming in or somebody new coming to your team. And it's a process that any of us, all of us, have gone through. Anytime we've changed jobs or changed schools or changed whatever, it's the newness, and there's the gaining everybody's respect, even if you're in the same place under a new leadership or a new system. You have to kind of reestablish that more so than if it's a continuation. So I don't think age is never a big thing for me, whether it was as the head coach at Cleveland or in any of those assistant jobs. It was more about doing the job, and I think if the players feel like as a coach you can help them and you know what you're talking about, and you can tell them things that'll make them better and help prepare them, because they want to prepare and they want to do well and they want to improve, that if you can show them that you can do that, then they respect you. And if you don't, and I'm not saying they're disrespectful, but they don't listen as carefully and they're not as attentive, because I don't think they feel like they're getting the information or the assistance that they're looking for, or maybe they've been used to getting in the past. So that's really what it's about to me.
Was there ever any time that you gave Josh some particular advice about that, maybe along the vein of what you were just talking about?
Josh and I talk about a lot of things from a head coaching perspective. During his last year here, during the 08 season, or from the end of the 07 season to the end of the 08 season, I think we both knew at that time that there was a pretty good possibility that he would be a head coach, and therefore what would fall in line with that would be, and there would be an offensive coordinator situation on this team. So we talked about a lot of those things. We talked about the coordinator position and different things that he went through and saw, and explained problems and situations to me that, from his perspective, which was very insightful and good. And I talked to him about things that I saw from a head coaching perspective, regardless of what the team was, that were maybe a little different than being a coordinator. And we both asked questions and exchanged information and talked very freely about it. So there are a lot of things that came up when we talked for hours and hours about that stuff, going both ways. So it was good.
Bill, you've had a time of possession advantage in all four games, pretty sizable in the three victories. How important is that statistic, and how much do you focus on that?
I don't think we focus on it a whole lot. I think, I don't know how important it is. I think the more important statistic is points. And if you possess the ball but you don't score, like what happened, at times in the first half of the Jets game, you don't score enough points. I don't know how much good it really does you. And on the other hand, if you don't have the ball very much, but you do score, kind of like the Indianapolis-Miami game a couple weeks ago, what the Colts did. They didn't have the ball much, but they got it and scored in a couple plays. Well, that's really what it's all about, is getting points. So whether it takes two or three plays to do them or 18 plays to do them, I don't know that there's a great preference for one over the other, as long as you get them. So our job offensively, when we go out on the field, is to move the ball and score points. And if it happens in one play, that's great. And if it happens on a drive, that's good too.
Bill, how did you first come about meeting with Josh McDaniels, and how did that lead to working with him?
Well, he came here around the end of the 2000 season and worked in personnel, and then we moved him down and got him involved in breaking down films on the defensive side of the ball. And then eventually he went over to work on offense prior to the 2004 season, and Then when Charlie left, then he coached the quarterback. So that was kind of the progression.